light is cold. 为什么我们想到光就觉得是冷啊 hard, 硬啊 uncompassionate, 没有任何的情感呢 ?What do we mean? 什么意思 ?If Jesus was the light of the world, 当我们听见耶稣是世界的光 ,it is true, he uncompromisingly spoke the truth. 是他把真理没有妥协的讲出来 ,but he was full.但是他却充满了怜悯 He was moved 他能够常常被感动 One of the most beautiful pictures in the gospel 在福音书里面一个美丽的图画 Is when a leper came to Jesus 是当一个有大麻风的来到耶稣面前 And said Master, Rabbi 老师啊 If you will如果你肯 you could make me clean 你就让我洁净 and Jesus touched him 耶稣就摸他 I don't believe that anyone had touched that man since the day he contracted leprosy 从那个人得到大麻风起从来没有一个人敢摸他的 he touched him 而我们的主就摸他 and said,I will. 耶稣说 ,Walk out, please. 他就洁净 And the man was healed. 他就得医治 In that one single incident, 在那一刻 you see the compassion of the light of the world. 所以你就看到这个世界的光是带着一个怜悯的心肠 Uncompromising. 他没有妥协 Unyielding as to the truth. 对真理绝对的真实 But full of divine love.但是在这里你看到他有神的爱 compassion 怜悯
Well, I don't want to spend too long on this, but I mean, it's something I think tremendous.
这是一个很重要的事
You know what an assembly ought to be?
教会应该是怎么样
It ought to be the place where the love of God is expressed.
在这里能够发表基督的爱
It should be a place where the light of God is expressed.
发表神的光
should be a place where the life of God is should be
发表神的生命
Paul speaks of someone in 1 Corinthians 14 he said this unsaved man will come in and will fall on his face and say God is here
保罗在 哥林多前书说 一个教会当一个不信的人进来的时候他们要看见神果然在你们当中就活下来
Oh, for assemblies like that
应该地上的教会是这样
I believe it was so right back when Brother Nee when the Lord first fell upon our Brother Nee
我相信这是神临到教这个尼弟兄的时候他有这个经历
I remember the stories that Elizabeth Fishbach told me
这个 Fishmarker 姐妹有一次跟我这样讲
and some others I remember too that Miss Todd and Lena Barnes and others
好几位都说到这个事儿
I mean it was so is it still so
当年是那样今天还是那样吗
but the testimony of Jesus has not changed
基督的见证从来没有改变
He still wants to touch the leper
他仍然要抚摸那个长大麻风的人
He still wants to touch the alcoholic
他要摸那个醉酒有重
He still wants to touch the drug addict
他要帮助那个吸毒的人
He wants to touch the convict
他要摸到那些罪犯
Still, he has not changed.
因为主没有改变过
It is the testimony of Jesus.
因为这是基督的见证
Then there is another matter I would like to the brother Stephen has already dwelt on this. The church as the oneness of Christ.
第四个点就是，基督的合一性。
Our brother spoke already about this, but if you will suffer me, it's good to hear it again with another voice.
张弟兄虽然讲过，我还要重复。
The Apostle Paul says that we should give diligence.
保罗告诉我们要竭力
to keep the unity of the Spirit.
竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
In the bond of peace.
在这个合一的里面。
Now, dear child of God, listen to me.
注意听。
He didn't say.Strive to maintain the unity of the Spirit.
保罗并不是说，朝这个合一去努力。
Struggle with all your power to maintain it.
尽你所能去朝这个方向努力。
He said, maintain it.
他乃是说，保守。
You can't keep something you haven't.
如果是保守的话，意思说你老早有了，你没有办法，你没有办法保守你没有的东西。
The unity of the Spirit is already a fact.
圣灵的合一是一个事实。
You were born again into it.
我们在重生的时候已经进入这个圣灵的一。
If you're in Christ,
如果你在基督里
you're in the unity of the Spirit.
你在基督里，你就是在圣灵的合一里。
Isn't this so?
不是吗
I mean, this unity is something we are to maintain. You can't keep in England. You can't keep a dog you don't have.
如果没有狗，你就不会去保守一只狗。
You have to have a dog to keep it.
所以你要有保守你这个狗，你必须先要有一个狗。
So here the Apostle Paul is saying you've already got this unity of the Spirit.
所以保罗告诉我们，我们老早在已经有了这一个圣灵的合一。
You may contradict it.
你会反对这个。
You may frustrate
或者阻碍这个。
You may cause problems.
你会造成合一的问题。
But the unity of the Spirit is yours.
但是这个合一是你的
maintain it
主说保守它
in the same chapter
在同样这一章
in verse 13
在十三节
he says till we all attain to the unity of the faith
然后达到在真道上的合而为一
so the unity of the faith is something we're coming to
所以这个是我们要达到的
As our brother said this morning, we don't see eye to eye on every single matter.
像我们弟兄早上说的，我们的观点各有不同。
I personally believe in a partial rapture.
我如果相信一部分的人被提
mid tribulation,
是在这个大灾难中间被提。
I don't fall out with my brothers and sisters who believe we're going to go right through the tribulation and there's only one coming of the Lord.
但是别的弟兄有另外一个看法，他们我没有问题。
You understand it?
That's right.
You understand me?、Yeah. You maintain the unity of the Spirit whilst we do not quite see eye to eye on some matters.
所以不管你对某一个真理有不同的领受，圣灵的合一你要保持。
You understand?
懂吗
？I believe in baptism by immersion.
我相信是要进到水里面受浸。
I think you must be pushed right under the water.
你要把它浸下去。
The more you're pushed under, the better.
越深越好。
Because you are to die.
因为你要埋葬。
You are crucified with Christ, buried with Christ, and raised to walk in newness of life.
所以你是与基督同死同埋葬然后复活。
But there are some brothers and sisters who are sprinkled.
但是有一些人就是滴两滴水就拉倒了。
Just a little bit of water.
一点点呢。
Or even a jug.
一小瓶啊。
Well, I don't, I, I, buried?
我会怀疑他到底埋掉了没有。
But I'm not going to fight over it.
但是我不跟他辩论哦。
Now, let me take something else.
再举一个例子。
I personally believe as a Jew,
我是一个犹太人呢,
that you should have proper wine at breaking of bread.
那么喝饼的时候应该是有葡萄酒啊。
I mean, to have grape juice.
可是有人就用葡萄汁啊,
Ribena.
这个牌子,
at the Lord's table,
在喝饼的时候,
for me is shocking.
对我这个犹太人来讲,
at least we had unleavened bread.
或者有这个无效饼啊,
and at least we had a jug of this juice.
或者这个好的酒啊,
yeah, we had a jug of it, which means at least we shared it.
我们可以分享啊,
yes, you had one, you passed it to me, I passed it on. That's better than these individual cups.
Oh, 我们是一个杯, 我们传来传去,
those individual cups are a perfect picture of the church. All individual.
每一个小杯正好说到今天的教会个体个人各管各的。
And when the Lord gave us this,
当主把这个饼杯给我们的时候,
it has tremendous meaning,
带有丰富的意义。
Now for me,
对我来讲,
when I drink the wine,
当我喝这一个酒的时候,
properly fermented wine,
是一个发过酵的酒。
Now I understand.
现在我懂了,
it was the soul of the Lord Jesus that was poured out.
是主把他自己的魂倾倒出来。
Well, if it was grape juice or Ribena, some soul.
如果只是用葡萄汁的话, 这个把这个魂倾倒出来的意义表现不出来。
But I took the Lord's table.
但是我薄饼没有问题啊。
Why should I fight about?
我干嘛去为这个打仗呢?
I wish you would all drink wine.
我愿意你们跟我可以都跟我一样喝酒。
But that's okay.
但是我不去争执这个问题。
You understand what I'm trying to say?
我举这个例懂为什么举这个例吗?
We have to maintain the unity of the Spirit whilst we arrive at the unity of the faith.
所以我们是在竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心, 作为起点, 来达到有一天我们在真道上合而为一。
You're Chinese.
在座的都是中国人。
I'm a Jew.
我是个犹太人。
But there's only one Christ.
但是只有一位基督。
I'm in him.
我在基督里。
You're in him.
你也在基督里。
He is in me.
他在我里面。
He is in you.
他也在你里面。
Now, what is that?
那什么意思呢?
It is the unity of the Spirit.
这就是圣灵的一。
The British believe they're the only people in the kingdom of God.
英国人认为在神的国里只有英国人。
Because they always believe that if you really are going on with the Lord, you will get a British temple.
因为英国人认为如果你一直跟随主的话呢，你最后出来，你的性格就像一个英国的绅士一样。
You will become level, unflappable.
你是一个非常四平八稳的君子。Never
panic.
也从来很稳很冷静。
British.
这就是英国绅士。
It is the character of the Lord Jesus.
这是主耶稣的性格。
That's how the British do.
这是英国人的想法。
Now I think the Chinese.
中国人呢?
They think they're the best too.
中国人认为他是世界最了不起的。
It is not for nothing they call China 中国。
因为中国这个中国就是全地球的中间。
Yeah, I mean, the center of everything.
中心,
best in food,
最好的食物,
best in culture,
最好的文化,
best in history,
最好的历史,
best in continuity,
最有连续性,
nothing like the Chinese.
没有可以跟中国人比的。
Oh, you say, I feel so sorry for the Africans.
哦, 你说我实在,
很可怜那些非洲人.
And I feel sorry for the British.
我也非常可怜那些英国人.
I wish they were Chinese.
希望他们也跟中国人一样.
But this unity of the spirit,
但是灵的合一,
is tremendous.
是了不得的.
You have something to give that nobody else can give.
这里面有一个东西是没有其他的人可以给的.
And I have something to give which nobody else can give.
我里面也有一些东西是没有别人可以给的.
When we maintain the unity of the Spirit,
当我们在圣灵里面保守这个合一,
whilst we come to the unity of the faith,
有一天我们就可以达到那个真道的合而为,
the Lord can go on doing a great work.
主就可以在我们上做大事.
But when we divide,
可是我们分裂呢?
There's problems.
那我们就有问题了。
Now, let me make this absolutely clear.
让我讲得更清楚一点。
This oneness of Christ,
基督里的一,
is absolutely inclusive.
是包容的。
Every single person on this planet tonight who is born of the Spirit of God is included in that oneness.
在这个地球上, 所有重生得救的基督徒 都应该包括在这个合一的里头.
Whatever their condition,
不管他什么光景,
whatever their color,
他什么肤色,
whatever their race,
他任何人种,
whatever their background,
他什么背景,
if they are born of God,
如果他从神生,
they are in the oneness of God.
那他就在这个基督的合一里.
At the same time,
同时呢,
there is an exclusiveness.
也有一个排他性.
You can be unbelievably religious.
你可以非常有宗教性,
Christianized.
甚至有基督教.
You can be an archbishop.
你可能是一个主教, 一个主教.
I don't know what else.
我不管你是什么态度,
but if you're not born again,
但是你没有重生,
you're not in this oneness.
你根本跟这个一没有份.
You can know the Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
你可能从启示录, 创世纪都熟悉,
but if you're not born of God,
但是你没有重生,
you're not in this oneness.
你跟这个一没有关系.
It is amazing to me.
真是稀奇的.
Listen to what the Apostle Paul said.
保罗注意听他怎么说.
In Romans chapter 15 and verse 7,
罗马15章第7节,
receive ye one another as also Christ received.
你们要互相接纳, 像基督接纳你们一样.
Now listen to this. Receive ye one another as Christ also received you.
你们要彼此接纳, 如同基督接纳你们一样.
How did Christ receive you?
到底神怎么接纳你呢?
As a hopeless, undeserving sinner.
是一个没有希望的, 也不配的一个罪人.
Did you hear that?
你听见没有?
Please open your ears, listen.
注意听.
You were received by Christ as a hopeless, undeserving sinner.
你被基督接纳的时候是一个没有指望也根本不值得的一个罪人.
How am I to receive you?
那么我怎么样接纳你呢?
On that minimal basis.
就在这个基础上.
Grace.
恩典.
But I say to my brother,
我对我的弟兄说,
do you smoke?
你抽烟吗?
Oh, I can smell it.
我可以闻出来,
I can smell it.
你有烟味?
He smokes.
有烟味?
I can't have anything to do with him.
不接纳,
until he stops smoking.
除非有一天他不抽烟了,
I won't have him in my home.
我绝对不会让他到我家来,
I don't want that smell coming in.
我不希望他这个烟味到我家,
and the cat going out.
然后猫跑掉了。
I don't, no, no. Do you believe in a partial rapture? Well, I can't accept you.
那你相不相信只有部分的人被提啊? 他不相信, 啊, 不行, 我跟我不一样。
Will you sprinkle?
你是不是洒水的?
I'll give you a booklet.
我给你一本书,
on how to be baptized properly.
你要怎么样被好, 应该有的方式来受洗。
And until you're obedient, there is a blockage between us.
除非你顺服, 我们没有办法交通。
Dear brother, dear sister,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
you see what it says in Romans Did I say 15? That's right. Romans 14, verse 1.
罗马十四章第一节。
Receive ye one another, but not for investigation of scruples.
信心软弱的你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。
That is, we are to receive one, but not investigate every single thing. What do you believe here? How do you believe this? What do you do? I don't...
我们接纳弟兄的时候，不要像一个这个警察调查户口一样，每一个细节都要调查的清清楚楚。
Listen, dear brothers and sisters, exclusivism as an idea is absolutely wrong.
这一个排他性在我们里成为我们的观念。这个观念是错的。
When we talk about the unity of Christ, the church being everyone who is not born of God is excluded, that is right.
当我们说凡是没有接受耶稣基督成为他个人的救主的，接纳这样的人，那是对的。
But be careful.
但是注意。
Are you a Baptist?
你是浸信会的吗？哦，我不能接纳。
You ought to leave the Baptist.
你应该离开宗派。
Are you an Episcopalian?
你是圣公会的吗？
Are you a Catholic?
你是天主教徒吗？
You should get out.
你应该赶快离开。
I can't have anything to do with you.
我跟你没有关系。
You see what I mean?
你懂我的意思吗？
Let me put it another way.
让我用另外一个方法。
The church down here is by its very...existence imperfect.
在地上的教会是不完整的。
If you're looking for the perfect church, you'll never find it.
如果你一直在找一个完美的教会，你永远找不到。
It was a lady who asked D.L. Moody, and she said, "I'm looking for the perfect church."
有一个姐妹找穆迪牧师。问他说怎么样帮助我找一个完美的教会
and he said when you find it it won't be perfect
穆迪就说你找到的那一天已经不完全了
the fact of the matter is there's no such thing as a perfect church down here
所以在地上的事实是在地球上你找不到完美的教会
The gold may go up into the city
这个在地上的金子神要把它搬到天上去
And the precious stone
宝石也是如此
And the pearl
珍珠也是如此
But down here
但是地上呢
It is like a builder's yard
你看到的好像是一个工地造房子的工地
All over the place
材料到处都是
Think for a moment
想一想
If we were only an elite group,
如果我们只是在一个这个最好的一群人当中
we won't let anyone in because we investigate before they come.
我们除非调查的清清楚楚，我们不让任何一个人进来。
We are perfect,
因为我们太完美了。
Oh, we are clear on a whole number of major doctrines.
所有重要的真理我们清清楚楚
and we only let in those who are as clear as us
只有那些跟我们一样看法的人才准进来
then one day someone says we've never seen a new person saved in this place for years
如果中间有一个弟兄说我们中间好像很久没有人得救了
should we not pray that God will save
那我们应该祷告求主拯救一些人
so we begin to pray.
所以我们祷告咯
Lord,
主啊
multiply us.
让我们有增长
Save the unsaved.
求主救一些没有信主的人
Bring in amongst us men and women who have no Christian background saved by your grace.
拯救那些不是基督徒的人
And the Lord answers.
而主答应祷告咯
Let's say he saves 3,000.
那天祷告完3,000人得救
Your perfect church is now imperfect.
那一天，你的完美教会就已经不完美哦。
You have prostitutes,
因为有妓女跑来了，
drug addicts,
有 吸毒的来了。
You have divorcees.
有离婚的人来了。
You have alcoholics.
你有喝酒的人来了。
You got swindlers.
你有这些诈欺的人来了。
You got dishonest.
你不诚实的人。
You got liars.
有撒谎的人。
And if all got saved.
如果他们都得救
了。Praise the Lord, they're justified in the sight of God.
他们因信称义了。
But the problems they've got inside of them don't all go in a moment.
但是他们因为他们因信称义，所以里面那些老毛病就跑不见了。
That's where we have all the problems.
那这些人都跑到教会来了。
Much easier to be an elite, overcoming group.
那想来我们还不如就是在这个得胜者的聚会里就好了。
Sure in doctrine.
像信仰一模一样。
You know that 120.
120个人
that our brother Stephen mentioned this morning,
我们江弟兄早上说到
perfect in unity,
他们是完全合为
perfect in doctrine,
这个信仰一模一样
perfect in devotion,
对主的心也一样
Christ centered,
都是以基督为中心
waiting for his coming,
等候主来
could you ask for anything more?
你还能够找比这个更好的教会吗？
And on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 were saved.
那天3000人得救
and within a few months, 5,000.
又加了过一些加了5000人
and then it grew a number a number a number
然后这个教会迅速的成长
and into that perfect 120
那原来那个完美的120呢
came all these very imperfect lives
加进这些完全不完美的人
now comes the challenge to the 120
这对那120人是很大的挑战
shall we shut them out
我们是把他关出去呢
shall we look down on them
我们瞧不起他们呢
shall we say well, they're not like us
你跟我们不一样啊
or shall we serve them?
或者我们开始服侍他们
呢
爱他们呢
care for them
关心他们呢
walk with them
陪他们走呢
seek to help them
帮助他们
correct them
归正他们
the oneness of Christ
基督的合一性
dear brothers and sisters
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Let me just mention one other thing in this.
让我再提一个点。
Let's watch myself on time. Maybe just mention another matter in this. In the Old Testament,
在旧约的里面
there never was a division between the people of God who lived where they shouldn't live and those who went back to the land.
在旧约里面，那些住在不是神所分派的这个土地上，跟那些已经在神所派的土地上，他们彼此之间没有任何的分裂。
They were all called the house of Israel.
神称这些人，不管他住在哪里，都是神的家。
Even when they were living where the temple could not be built,
他们虽然住在那个地方是圣殿不能建的地方。
Even when they were living where the prophecies could not be fulfilled,
他们住的地方是预言不能实现的地方。
It was those who went back who were involved in the actual fulfillment of the purpose of God.
但是有一批人，他们回到神的那个地上。
They rebuilt Jerusalem.
他们重建。
They rebuilt the house of the Lord.
重建圣殿。
They rebuilt Bethlehem.
他们重建这个耶路撒冷。
They rebuilt the Galilee of the nations.
他们重建这个加利利。
There wouldn't have been a Nazareth.
如果没有加利利，就不会有拿撒勒。
There wouldn't have been Capernaum.
也不会有加百农。
Where Jesus spent so many of his years.
因为这些地方主耶稣花了好多年。
Those who went back.
那些回到圣地
的人 were directly involved with the coming of the Messiah.
他们是跟主来有发生直接的关系
directly involved in the fulfilling of the purpose of God in all kinds of ways concerning the coming of the Messiah.
他们都跟主第一次来发生某种直接的关系
but never at any point did a division come.Between those who went back to the land and those who remained in their very comfortable homes.
但是即使你看到有人从被掳之地回来 但是圣经里面从来没有把这两种人分开，认为他们是不同的，回来的人跟在那个被掳之地的人。
You know the rabbis discussed the book of Esther for years.
这些圣经的拉比为着这个以斯帖记到底是不是属于圣经，讨论了好多年。
There were two books they discussed.
有两卷书是争议性。
Ecclesiastes
就是传道书。
And Esther.
与以斯帖记。
They said these two books are not like the rest of Scripture.
这两本书跟其他的经卷不太一样。
So they discussed and discussed and discussed. Should they be included? Should they be left out?
那么到底这两本书应该选在圣经里呢，还是被排斥排除？
Listen,
注意听。
The Book of Esther,
以斯帖记
doesn't mention the Lord once.
没有提到主一圣，
doesn't mention the house of God once.
也没有提到神的家。
Doesn't mention Jerusalem once.
也没有提到耶路撒冷。
Doesn't mention the eternal purpose of God once.
也不提到神的永远的旨意。
They said this book is heathen.
这本书是外邦人的。
Here is this Esther, her very name linked to Astarte.
这个以斯帖是跟另外一个文语文有关系。
Her real name was Hadas.
Hadas. 希伯来文是 Hadas.
They said, here she is married to a debauched sultan.
那么她是嫁给外邦人。
But they decided in the end to keep the book.Within the canon of Scripture,
但是他们交通之后，最后决定这个要包括在圣经里。
Why?
为什么
？Because in the four turning points in the story,
在这个整个故事的四个转捩点
，in Hebrew,
在希伯来文
，acrostically, that is the letters.
啊，每一个字。
You have the law.
有这个包含了神这个字。
He's there, hidden.
是隐藏在那个里头。
Now, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
they put it this way.
他们学者是这样说。
If all the Jews had died in Persia,
如果犹太人在波斯死掉的话
，and everywhere else，
或者其他地方被杀了
，it would not have affected the Jews in Jerusalem。
那不会影响在耶路撒冷的犹太人。
There were enough who gone back to defend themselves。
对，这些人可以自己保护自己。
But they said，
可是
，if the Book of Esther speaks of the grace of God toward those who are living where they ought not。
这本书表达了神对那些虽然没有回归在外邦的人，他们不应该在那种生活里头，可是神还是保守他们。
Do you understand?
懂吗？
What I'm saying is this.
我要讲的点是这
个。Don't take a superior attitude towards brothers and sisters in other churches, in other groupings.
就是不可以对在其他聚会的弟兄姐妹不在我们中间的我们有个优越感，不可以。
We don't touch what is sinful.
我们不摸那些罪恶的事。
But we love the believers.
但是我们要爱这些信主的弟兄姐妹。
We should love them.
我们要爱他们。
Serve them.
服侍他们。
Do everything to help them to grow.
让他们能够长进。
Well, dear brothers, dear sisters, you see the time has gone.
时间很快的过去了。
It's tremendous really to thinkBrother Stephen spoke about life.
我们的弟兄交通道见证是生命。
And all I would say in closing is this.
在结束的时候我要这样讲。
In this life of Christ,
基督的生命
everything a church needs
是整个教会需要的
is to be found.
就是要把它发掘出来。
How do elders come?
长老怎么产生？
In the life.
在生命里
I remember on one occasion, I won't tell you which country, far away from here.
有一次我在一个地方,
I couldn't believe it. Everywhere I went, there was a mess. In every single fellowship, every single assembly.
每一个聚会我去看的都是在一塌糊涂。
And then I found out what had happened.
然后我知道,我发觉有一件事,有问题。
A brother I knew,
有一个弟兄我认识,
much flesh,
非常属肉体,
a certain ministry.
他有一个工作,
but much flesh,
就是很属肉体。
He went into these places and he said, you and you are elders.
他就随便指了就说你们做长老,
and you and you are deacons.
另外指了一些人, 你们做执事,
and of course, these dear groups, had elders that weren't elders, and deacons that weren't deacons.
那当然了，这个聚会就是不该做长老的做了长老，不该做执事的做了执事。
Why did Paul leave Titus in Crete?
为什么保罗把提多留在一个地方呢？
Why didn't he just fast?
为什么他不禁食祷告呢？
And you and you and you, the Lord says you're elders.
然后就安利他们做长老。
He said, I left you in Crete to appoint elders in every church.
所以保罗有意地把提多留在后面，要他在各城安立长老。
Why did he leave him?
为什么他把他留在那里？
He could have got on his knees and got from the Lord, who were the elders.
保罗可以自己祷告，求神指示，他就安立就好了。
Why did Paul never appoint elders on his first trip?
为什么保罗不在他第一次到这个教会的时候就安立了长老呢？
Only on the return.
只有当他以后回来之后再安立。
Isn't that interesting?
这个不是很稀奇吗？
Was he lacking in discernment?
难道他没有这个鉴别力吗？
Was he not walking close enough to the Lord?
难道他不是跟主很亲近吗？
No.
不，这不是原因。
It was a question of the organic.
这里是那个生命的问题。
It seemed to me that Paul believed you had to leave time to see these brothers develop.
保罗知道你必须给这些弟兄们时间，让他们的生命可以成长，然后再说。
Personally, I don't believe that Paul ever said you and you are elders.
我不相信保罗会 马上就指定你是长老。
Some people believe that's apostolic, you see.
有的人认为这样就像个使徒一样。
I am pretty sure that Paul asked different people within each of those assemblies, what do you think about that?
我相信在他案例长老之前，他会问问当地的弟兄。
Seems to me that he's growing.
这个弟兄成长得如何？
That's why he said to Timothy, lay hands on no man's son.
所以他建议提摩太不要匆忙地替人按手。
As the life of the Lord Jesus flows through the assembly.
你要让弟兄们慢慢在生命中有成长在教会里面。
It becomes clear.
然后你就看得很清楚了。
Who have responsibility.
谁在生命的度量上能够承担责任。
You can't just appoint someone and he gets responsibility. He's either responsible or he isn't.
所以你匆忙的案例的话，这个人就有风险，他可能好也可能坏。
This matter of life is tremendous.
生命是非常的重要。
The fruit is in the life.
生命结出果子。
I mean a vine, a grapevine, always has grapes.
一个好的葡萄树一定结好的果子。
You don't get peaches.
你长不出
grapevine.
你在葡萄树上得不到杏仁。
Why?
为什么？
Because the life is great life.
因为它是葡萄的生命。
You get peaches from a peach tree because it has peach life.
桃子是从桃子树得来的。
Even when you grow,
你即使接上去,
still it is amazing. There's fruit.
你是什么生命结什么果。
It is wonderful to think that this life, this resurrection life of the Lord Jesus is the key to church life.
所以一个教会的生命维系在 基督从死里复活这个生命。
Just look at the history of the church.
看看教会的历史。
Every time the head has been divorced from the body.
每一次当头与身体分开的时候。
Every time that somehow or other the life of the Lord Jesus has been deadened, paralyzed.
任何的时候，当基督的生命因着某些原因被僵化了。
You see what has happened? Instead, you get a lifeless church.
马上发现这个教会的生命就失去了。
In every single move of the Spirit,
每一次圣灵运动
by the fourth, fifth generation,
到了第四代、第五代
it has died.
死定了。
The longest living that I know from my studies in church history were the brethren.
在教会的历史你去看的时候 我的观察能够持续最久的是弟兄运动。
They lasted longer than anybody else, but even they have gone now.
他们持续了100年，这是最长，但是现在已经没有了。
Isn't this amazing?
是不是很稀奇啊？
How we need to guard the life.
所以我们需要保守这个生命。
How we need to follow the law, as our brother said this morning, of the spirit of life.
所以我们要来跟随这个生命圣灵的律来活。
It's wonderful.If you remember going back to the first time, the first evening, those olive tree branches were pouring gold into the lampstand.
记得第一个晚上我交通到在那个金灯台旁边的两棵橄榄树，那个枝子流出的是金子进入那个灯台里。
Believers who were filled with the Holy Spirit.
也就是被圣灵充满的圣徒。
In whom the nature and life of the Lord Jesus was being reproduced.
耶稣基督的生命在这些成熟的基督徒里头被长出来。
Providing the fuel for the light of the lampstand.
这个就成为金灯台的能源的来源。
So it has to be with the testimony of Jesus.
所以一个耶稣基督的见证在地上也必须在这个原则来发光。
When Ephesus lost its first love,
当以弗所的教会失去了起初的爱，
it wasn't long before it died.
过了没有多久，这个教会的见证就死亡了。
That's why the Lord Jesus said.
所以主耶稣说，
If you do not repent and do the first work, I will come and remove your lampstand out of its place.
你如果不悔改，行你起初所行的事，我就要来到你这里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Beloved Lord, we pray together that you will write some of these words we've heard over these few days on our hearts.
主啊，我们祷告，求你把这几天我们所交通的信息能够把它刻画在我们的心板上。
Don't let these days pass by, Lord.
主啊，不让这几天荒废过去。
Keep it alive in every one of us.
让你的话在我们每一个人生命中是活的。
By your Holy Spirit,
靠着圣灵
work in us,
做这个工在我们身上
bring us to the place where we're prepared to be living sacrifices.
带我们来到一个地步，让我们能够在主的面前过一个活祭的生活。
Hear this prayer of ours.
求你听我们的祷告。
For we ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
祈求奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.